first is the More Than Ready at Vinery Plate today at Canterbury Park. A three-year-old filly set weight maiden over 1,200 metres. On the toppy here, Cry for Peace is a scratching. The deduction, 2 cents the win and nothing the place. Involving at $3 and favourite. Katakana is at $31. Love Las Vegas at $9.50. Meteor Amiss at $4. And she has the cross noseband on today, the tongue tie on, and the Norton bit off. Navua Mist at $6.50. Ocean Spray at $6.50. And Speranta, with the cross noseband off but a tongue tie on, is at $4.20. And it, Speranta, is the best supported runner here for Team Hawks and Kerrin McAvoy. And the best back to beat it is Ocean Spray.
It's a tricky one to map here, Munns, but Speranta, you'd have to think, from barrier one, going off its last trial, she'll probably zip through and try and lead. The others that'll go forward, Katakana will be up there, and Navua Mist from the seven, I think she'll go forward as well, Darren. So it's a small field, but you'd have to think probably three of these will press forward at least.
I looked at that trial where Speranta beat Navua Mist, and I actually thought Navua Mist was going better than Speranta in the trial, so taking a little bit of an angle against Speranta, and I'm certainly taking an angle against Involving. I was bitterly disappointed in her finish at Warwick Farm last time. I thought with the run she had, she would have run a clear second, and she was really floundering at the end and just scraped into to hold that minor spot. So analysing the small amount of data we've got here, I've gone with Navua Mist, number six. I know she's drawn the outside, but I think Blake Shim will get her across okay without any too many worries there. And quite happy to go with Navua Mist on top here. Meteor Amiss, I know she didn't achieve a great deal in her first preparation, but she was in pretty decent races. And the last time she was at Canterbury, she ran fifth behind in her time, and Zara Bay ran second in that, and Zara Bay went on to go okay after that. So just with a few gear changes, Meteor Amiss on the company she's been in, I thought she was some chance. And number two Involving, I put down on the third line. So I've gone 6-5-2 and four Love Las Vegas, I'm sure, will be running on at the end.
Yeah, look, I've gone 5-2, 7-4. I'm keen on Meteor Amiss here in the first at around that $4.50 mark, I think you put her out at, Munns, which I thought was $4. $4 for Meteor Amiss. I'm happy with that. Now, she's only had the three starts, as Darren said, and two of those were in group company, group three, group two races. She wasn't up to that standard. But the only time we've seen her in this sort of class was that maiden that Darren hinted at, where she ran fifth behind in her time in Zara Bay. Now, that particular race was a really on-pace dominated race, and she was the only one that got a long way back and flew home that day. She's had a big break in between, 74 days since the T-Rose, a couple of trials, loved her last trial at Randwick. So I think she's there on the day. She should be ready to go. She's my top pick. To beat the two Involving, I agree with what Darren said. She was entitled to run a clearer second last start, but in saying that, she gets all the favours here today in the run. Number seven, Ocean Spray. Good type. Fastnet Rock filly on debut for Chris Waller. Didn't mind her last trial. And the four Love Las Vegas will be hitting the line late. 5-2, 7-4. Definitely having a bet on the five to get the game underway.
Right, on to race two.
Yeah, it's the Tab, More Than Just Winning, and it still is More Than Just Winning at the Tab here. This is the maiden for the three-year-old Colts and Geldings, where the toppy here is Aldazar. Now, he's got the blinkers on today, and he returns two stone lighter. He's been gelded at $4.40. Barood, odds on favourite here at $1.65. Houdini Howl at $16. Kopi Lawak here at $18. Maya Maya at $10. Old North is a scratching, 14 cents the win and nothing to place the deduction there. Republican, he's been gelded, it's at $9, and Static Lift at $10. Well, not a great deal of activity here. Old North was well in the market as the second behind Barood here, but it was scratched this morning, so Barood tightens to an odds-on chance in the second.
Yeah, another one that's a bit tricky to map with minimal data, but I would say Houdini Howl will go forward off that good draw, and the other one, Static Lift, has shown that he likes to settle up near the speed. The interesting runner, of course, is Barood. Went back from the wide gate on debut, but barrier one today. Darren, I've got Barood settling perhaps third or fourth with the run of the race.
Yeah, absolutely. The gate really did it no favours first up. Barood, it just drifted all the way back. Then it picked up the revs again in the home straight. Very good run behind Kandinsky. To me, there's no talent in this field whatsoever. Barood is an absolute standout. I couldn't see this getting turned over. For the minors, I thought Maya Maya, in its maiden race, it's only started Canterbury. There was a fair bit of depth to that field. Sebring, Sunway, they beat Montauk. And I just think now that it's had a freshen up, the trial was adequate behind King Darcy, that Maya Maya could run second. And Republican was taken back, given a very quiet time in its trial. Perhaps it could be a chance, but Paul, honestly, I can't see Baru getting beaten here.
No, look, I'm with you. I've gone 2, 1, 3, and 5. I marked Baru a good thing, and it's a bit disappointing because I had him as a good thing with Old North in the race, which was going to get a little bit of a better price, but now we're looking at $1.65. He may ease out a little bit from that quote, but I can't see him getting beaten either. His debut run was terrific. He got back, ran on against the trend. He was an on-pace favoured race, so he'll only come on from that, and his trials leading into that were terrific. He's a cracking type. He'll just win, well, he should win from barrier one. Number one, Aldazar, Blinkers first time and gelded, as Glenn mentioned. That usually means that we end up for a first-up crack here. If he's not good enough today to run second, he probably won't be doing too much more. The three, Houdini Howell, I thought he trialled okay recently. He's probably the best roughie at $16. And the five, Maya Maya, the other one. 2, 1, 3, and 5.
All right, now the third, we've got a full field.
Yes, it is the Schweppes handicap here. Might feel like a Pepsi Max in a moment. It's a three-year-old maiden here over 1550. And a couple of first starters here. Starting with the toppy in Divine Sanction is a $3 chance. Hogmanay is an odds-on chance at $1.95. Deuce at $41. Fat Chap at $21. King's Men at $26. El Snitz with the blinkers back on at $7.50. Beauty Hero at $10. And Trajectory with the blinkers back on at $16. Now, this is well supported. One of the better back runners all day here, Hogmanay, for Chris Waller and Blake Shin. Went up a $3 chance, actually second favourite yesterday in first market. So it's been $3 in to $1.95.
Who was the original favourite, Mum? Divine Sanction?
Yeah, Divine Sanction went up $2.50.
Interesting. All right, mapping this one again. It's a little bit tricky, not much form to go off, but I've got Fat Chap likely to be ridden much more aggressively here. King's Men, El Snitz handy. El Snitz has got the blinkers back on. And Divine Sanction from gate one should be reasonably handy as well, I'd expect. Darren Hogmanay, obviously the one that does get back, but it looks as though there could be just enough pressure to bring him into the race.
Yeah, once again, there doesn't look to be much depth to this field, and I thought the top two absolutely stood out here. But I hope there is a bit of pace, because that will really suit Hogmanay, because it seems to be void of any early speed, but it runs home well. It's crying out for this longer distance of the 1550, and for the fact that it's had race experience, I've got Hogmanay on top. The top one, Divine Sanction, when I watched this last barrier trial when it ran, we got thought, well, this needs a mile, and I was quite pleased when I saw it was a 1550-metre race, because it appears that it'll need every bit of this distance today. But through lack of other opposition, I thought Divine Sanction was a clear second pick. And then of the rest, well, Beauty Hero's building up a pretty poor record of being tardy at the start, which is letting himself down. But in the small field, I thought he might have some chance. And the number five, King's Men, could sit handy to the speed and nick a place. But really, for me, two will win, one will run second. And it was about picking the right numbers for the trifecta. I've gone 7 and 5.
Yeah, look, I'm the same, Darren. 2, 1, 6, 8. I think Hogmanay is a good thing here. Looks just enough speed from some of these lesser lights that'll just bring him into the race at the right time. And he's been hitting a line very strongly over 1,400. So the 1,550 today will be perfect. And I think he'll get around Canterbury all right, which is my one concern I've got for Divine Sanction. He looks a big striding, staying tight, that'll appreciate a big track over a bit further later in his career. 1,550 around Canterbury on debut. It's a big ask, but he's obviously got some talent. So I'll put him in for second. For the multiples here, I went with number six, El Snitz. The blinkers are back on. She has 53 kilos. She should give a bit of cheek. And I thought number eight, Trajectory, for Danny Williams. Blinkers go back on. Her last start at Goulburn was quite good. She could be one that actually improves here out to the 1550. So I've gone 2, 1, 6, and 8.
Right, now we go to the fourth and take out number six, Shatterbug.
Yes, and this is the TAB Rewards here. We say it each and every time that with TAB Rewards sponsor a race, you have the opportunity to get your TAB Rewards cards if you're a TAB account customer. But if you're a TAB customer betting in cash in the agencies, you also have the opportunity to get a TAB Rewards card there and earn all the points and all the privileges. No TAB Rewards runners today, but this race is for three-year-olds and upwards. The fillies and mares here, the benchmark 71 over 1250. El Mio Destino with blinkers back on at $8. Progressive is $3 and favourite. Miss Denny with the near side bubble cheeker off at $4.50. Heady Heights at $3.30. Cat's Eye Surprise at 51. Shutterbug is out the deduction, 10 cents the win and nothing the place. Tier is at $6.50. Feature at 18, and Champawi is a $26 chance. Well, by far and away the quietest betting race of the day so far. Can't really give you a lead here. Heady Heights has been the best back runner dollar-wise, but a good pair of shoes costs more.
Yeah, look, doesn't look too much pressure here. The two on-pace runners, Il Mio Destino with the blinkers back on and Feature with Serge Lisney aboard off barrier four. You'd expect those two to settle themselves first and second. Miss Denny from the one, she could settle a bit closer, as could Progressive, because there doesn't look much pace outside of those two obvious on-pace runners, Darren.
Yeah, I have to say, Paul, my tips are very much pace-orientated here. As you said, there doesn't appear to be any real speed, so I think Miss Denny from barrier one's just going to position up. Blake Shin will have her right on the back of the speed. In time, she mightn't be the best mare in this race, but I think she's going to be so well-positioned, and she might just get away with this. She's had the benefit of two pretty quiet trials leading up to this. Her last one behind Private Secretary, I thought, was good enough work. And Miss Denny on top. I do like horses in this race, but I just can't see the speed there to suit the likes of Heady Heights. Her win at Gosford two starts back was enormous. Her run at Rosehill was terrific over 1,400 metres. But the lack of pace is going to make her pretty hard to back. Tiare was disappointing last time at Warwick Farm, but she returns to Canterbury where she ran an outstanding third behind Adjective. I think Tiare's got a very strong place chance, and Progressive did good work to get up and bob in a deceptive photo finish there last time, but she's up 2.5 kilos in the weight. So my tips, Paul, are purely sort of track map based, and I think Miss Denny will get the best run. Three on top from 4, 7 and 2.
Yeah, well, I've got the same top pick, Darren. Same reasons. 3, 2, 4 and 8 for me. Number 3, Miss Denny. She did win very well first up last prep too, which I think is worth noting. She won her maiden at Warwick Farm and she had to overcome a bit of trouble in the straight to do that. She's got a good sharp turn of foot. And as you said, Darren, barrier one here, the key for her. She should get all the favours in the run, provided she's close enough. She has settled back in a couple of races and other times she's managed to settle handily. So hopefully Blake Shin can make the most of barrier one today. I think number 2, Progressive, she's the obvious danger for me because I think James McDonald will try something similar. He'll probably settle fourth with the gun run, one off the fence, and maybe try and keep Miss Denny in a pocket if the race turns out that way. And I really think they're the two here. Number 4, Heady Height, just needs that speed on. She's got a good future, maybe a bit further with a bit more pace to suit her. She's coming back from 1,400 to 1,250. And number 8, Feature, if you want one at a bit of odds, $18. I think she'll give plenty of cheek out in front. She's good when she's fresh. She's coming into this off a nice little let up, and with 52.5 kilos, she could give them plenty to catch if she gets a bit of a breather up front. 3, 2, 4 and 8 for me in the fourth.
All right, we'll take a break and come back for races 5, 6, 7 in a moment. 12 to 10 at Sky Sports Radio.
Bringing you your daily fix of racing news on Sky Sports Radio. This is Racing HQ.
Ten to ten, we're looking at Canterbury today with Darren Findell, Paul Joyce and Glenn Nunsey. The fifth today, we put out the fives for Teasy and the nine Wild Ginger Muns.
Yeah, the New South Wales Racehorse Owners Association celebrates 50 years. This is the race named after them today. And Colour of Money here at $4.50. Thurston at 5, Anglo-Irish is at 14, Eccleston is a $3.50 chance. Spatsky is out the deduction here, 26 cents the win, and nothing the place. Eye the World is favourite now at $2.90, Last Card Joe at 10, Rush to Judgment is at 17, and Wild Ginger is out, no deduction. Of those that are left in the race, the best supported runner is Eye the World, actually went up 3.10 this morning, so it has firmed 3.10 into 2.90.
Yeah, look, only 7 runners here, guys. 4 of these are back markers as well. So the 3 on-pace runners that I see, I've got Ecclestone leading, Eye the World and Last Card Joe. The other 4 drift back, so the on-pace runners, Darren, should really have an advantage here.
Yeah, I thought Ecclestone would just skip across from the outside draw with Samantha Clennon's 2-kilo claim here and prove pretty hard to run down. The 4th to Cawthon's Power is looking okay. That horse went on to win again at Rose Hill at its next start, and Ecclestone was able to sit very handy to the speed carrying weight when it won at Gosford. So Ecclestone clearly on top for me. But I do think James Cummings' runner here is a bit of a chance. Colour of Money. It was a good move by James to take this horse out to Bong Bong and win the cup there. The pace was on. It suited. Carried 66.5 kilos. So the 61 to today shouldn't be a problem. At least we know it can carry weight. But if there was a bit of pace in the race, I would have put Colour of Money on top. But I just think Ecclestone will get a soft lead from Colour of Money and then Eye of the World as the third selection. He ran a pretty decent third last time behind Bailey Louise, and I'm sure, Paul, you're still counting your winnings from Bailey Louise from a few weeks ago.
Yeah, thanks, Darren. It was a much-needed result, I can tell you. 4, 6, 1, and 2 for me, though, in this race, and for the same reasons, Darren, for Ecclestone. He's a very consistent horse when you look at his form. He's now had the 6 starts. His worst result was his 4th last time behind Cawthon's Power, and that form's been proven. So he'll run a good race here, especially if he does come across and get a picnic out in front. He'll be very hard to get past number 4, Ecclestone. And at 350, I think he's the value way to play this race. And number 6, Eye of the World, it's been a long time since he's won a race. So taking $2.90, just worries me there that he just struggles to get past them and win. He's had 34 starts for only the 4 victories, but he does have barrier 1, Blake Shin, and gets all the favours in the run today. Number 1, Colour of Money, coming off that Bong Bong Cup win. As Darren said, a bit of pace would have suited him. On paper, we don't have that, but you never know in small fields. Anything can happen. And I'll put number 2, Thurston, in for 4th. He'll be doing his best work late. 4, 6, 1, and 2 for me in the 5th.
All right, we move then to race 6 and the off Bowman's Office Furniture Handicap.
Yes, good morning to Brian Rudder and all the boys there at Bowman's Office Furniture. This 1900 race, a benchmark 67. At the top of here, Ash Canned is a scratching. The deduction, 6 cents the win and 7 cents the place. 2 Ronnies at $8.50. Get on the Grange with the blinkers off today at $13. Red Barbie with the blinkers off today at $17. Finally Free, just to be popular, blinkers off today, but the offside Bubble Cheeker off as well. It's at $10. Happy Partner at $6.50. No Return at $4.80. Air Square with the blinkers on at $12. Hasten is out, the deduction, 3 cents the win and 4 cents the place. Life of Brian is at $8. Min Kai at $16. Albana at $41. The favourite here is Murrah Goldry at $3.60. Tingira at $26. Tooleyman is out. And the bottom runner here is Wild Ginger at 100-1. Well, all of the money basically for this runner, Murrah Goldry, has come this morning. It went up $4.40 first thing this morning after scratchings, now into $3.60. And the best supported to beat it is Goodnight from me, and it's Goodnight from him as well, the 2 Ronnies.
Yeah, look, I would say here that Finally Free could lead them. Air Square will go forward, and they'll probably settle first and second. Life of Brian, the other one from the wide gate. Now, we've got 13 runners here, though, which is obviously the biggest field we've had so far today. So that should keep the pressure on. Horses like Red DeBar, we know, Return, and even Murrah Goldry, probably not too far off. So genuinely run race, Darren, it may be a very slight edge to the on-pace.
This is a race I just cannot get a handle on whatsoever. Murrah Goldry, who's the favourite, it's a 6-year-old who's had 20 starts. It's never run beyond a mile. So there's got to be a question mark whether it's going to get the distance or not. I know the win at Orange was pretty impressive, but it was a short price favourite there, so it was superior to them. I've caused a little fluctuation here. Munn's put up 50s about number 14, Tingira, so I took that yesterday. Every time I look at go through its form, every time it's run over a trip, it's always been competitive. And I just think Tingira will get a nice, cosy run, probably 3 back the fence. And he might just be able to pinch this against a lot of horses that are pretty suspect of the trip. 11 Min Kai has actually won races in the town, but it's very dated form. Back to the winter of 2013, it was able to win back-to-back races in the city. So Min Kai, I thought, with the claim, was an interesting runner. The 6, Happy Partner, could run on, and the 2 Ronnies. But I have to say, Paul, my confidence in this race is very low, but I was happy to take the big odds about Tingira each way.
Look, I think you've done the right thing looking for value. That's what I've done in this race as well. I've gone 8, 5, 7 and 13, and I am keen on the 8 here, Air Square. I think he'll run you a really big race. He's got the blinkers back on. He's third up from a long spell. Second up at Gosford, he went to the front without the blinkers on, and he was challenged a long way out, about 600 from home. They all started coming at him, and he just kept picking himself up, and he was strong through the line. I think if he gets across and either leads or sits outside the leader here with those blinkers going back on, he'll be very hard to get past because, as you mentioned, Darren, a few of these are a bit suspect at the trip, A few of them have, you know, struggled to win races, and here's a horse that's 1 second up. He's back in form. He's third up off a spell, so he should improve again. And we're getting $12 at the moment, so I think he's a great each-way bet at that price. To beat the five finally free, he's in a similar boat. I really like the way he's going. He's very lightly raced. Last start at Canterbury, he went forward mid-race, and all the back markers came charging over the top late. He was the only on-pace runner that really stuck on. So I think with an easier time in front today, he'll be much harder to get past with Blake Shin aboard. The seven, no return. He's no superstar, but he gets all the favours here with James McDonald off a good draw. And the 13, Murrah Goldry, just got that query on the trip. Probably gets back a little bit in the run. He'll have a few decent horses out in front of him that he has to catch. But that last start win was impressive, and he never runs a bad race. So I've gone 8, 5, 7 and 13, but definitely having a good bet on the 8 and probably saving on the 5.
All right, we go then to race 7, the final event.
Yeah, well, boys, I'd stay tuned over the next hour because those people interested in Murrah Goldry, Thomas Huey, the Flying Frenchman, will be one of our guests in the next hour, and we'll get his opinion. He rode Murrah Goldry in that win at Orange over 1,600 metres, so he'll be able to tell us whether or not he thinks the step up in distance today to 1,900 will suit the favourite in race 6. And then we move along to the last, which is one of the better sponsors of the day. It is the tab.com.au handicap over 1,100 metres, and we start with Regins here at $8.50. Then we go to Scriptchenko for Jason Coyle. He'll be joining us in the next hour as well at $5. Well Hardly Ever is at $6. Not a Hint came out this morning. 4 cents to win, nothing the place. Batioth is out, no deduction. Bonite with the blinkers off today at $5.50, and Joey Pride will be joining us as well because he's got two runners here. He's got Paceman as well, the $4 favourite. Hot Vinny is at $16. Iso Rich at $14. Typeface at $16. Diamond to Pegasus, out no deduction. Ralston at $21. Grey Drama is out no deduction. And Muheeb with blinkers on today and Rod Gallegos on for the Big Sports Breakfast listeners, a $9 chance. Best supported runner here is Paceman in front of Rod Gallegos' tip, Muheeb, in the last.
Yeah, look, there should be decent pace here. We've got 10 runners. Isa Rich has drawn wide. It'll press forward and try to lead. Boniti with from Barrier 8, she'll kick up and settle handy. And then we've got Paceman and Muheeb, who've drawn closer to the inside. They'll both be kicking up, in particular Muheeb, you would think, with the blinkers on first time, Darren.
Well, I'll listen in to the interview with Joe Pride with interest, speaking about Bonite here, because I wasn't really sure what to make of her barrier trials. I was disappointed in her first at Warwick Farm, and then the last one I thought was a little inconclusive, and Josh Parr takes the ride. And I was having a close look at her because I thought she'd probably be one of the leaders of this race, Bonite. Not an easy one to close the car, but I've settled on Regins. I thought this one was decent last time at Warwick Farm, closing off from a bad draw. It's got the claim here. Should sit, I thought, leaders back. Hopefully, race where there's not too much speed. The seven Paceman stayed on well enough at its only start at Canterbury last time out. Made it the second pick. Then Bonite off the trail. Just wasn't too sure what to do with it, but I want to keep it safe. And then and Typeface was four wide, no cover last time at Warwick Farm and ran a good race behind Highly Geared. It was eight, so I'm not sure if it's going to back that performance up, but Typeface's last run was quite good. One on top from 7, 6 and 10 in the last.
Yeah, look, I went 6, 14, 2 and 7. I went with the 6, Bonite. I agree with what you said about those trials. They didn't excite me as much as I was hoping they would, but I go back to her first up stats, and she's had the three tries. She's never finished outside the top two. And last preparation here at Canterbury, she claimed a scalp of Najum, which was terrific form. And then Joe Pride thought enough of her to send her to Brisbane for a $100,000 race where she bumped into Dublin last. So she's got a little bit of depth to her form. I would have liked to have seen a trial better, and the blinkers are off, which could be a slight worry. But we'll listen in and hear what Joe Pride has to say about her, because I think that'll give you a better lead than what I can give you at this start. Or not really.
No, she opened
$5.50. And Munns, did she open a better price than that, or not really?
No, she opened $7, Bonite, but that was with Not a Hint in the races, an $11 chance. So, you know, it's still a firmer without being a massive firmer, but just a little trim up there mainly with the...
So, Munns, you'll have to really turn the screws on, Joe, and really get to the bottom. This Bonite. It sounds like Paul and I both really need to know what he thinks about the trials.
Well, being a good South Sydney man, Joe will be telling us the truth.
I'm sure he will, Munns. Now, I've got Muheeb as the danger here. Blinkers first time could make all the difference for him. Obviously, beaten odds on favourite Hawkesbury, so you couldn't have him off that. But His previous win at Goulburn was good when he was a very short favourite. He's obviously got some ability. Now, the two, Skripchenko, she just hasn't produced the goods at two runs back this prep, but I think third up, she gets her chance back to midweek class. And last preparation, she would have gone around in this race as an even money favourite because she was flying last prep. And the seven, Pace Man, don't know what to make of him still. One brilliant win, three times he's been disappointing. Last start was fair. Needs to come out and produce today and gets his chance in this race. 6, 14, 2, and 7. At this stage, number 6, Bonite on top.
All right, come back to the best bets in a moment. Almost set race one at Hattrick. All right, let's go through our best bets for today. First of all, Darren, what's your best?
Well, I'm a little bit embarrassed because when I made this the best bet, the price was $2.25 about Barood, and now it's gone into to $1.65. I don't normally like tipping these odds on favourites. This is one I thought would just win today, race 2, number 2.
All righty. Paul, yours?
Yeah, look, I've got those two odds on Pops, Barood race 2 and Hogmanay in race 3, but I'm with Darren. I don't like making odds on good things. So what we'll go with is race 6, number 8, Air Square at the $12, and we'll make it an each-way special of the day. So race 6, number 8, Air Square. And if you're game, you could take those two odds on Pops in an all-up earlier in the card.
And Munns, what's been best backed?
Well, the chap that's from Victoria that just had 3,000 on Barood, he might be listening, and he might be a Darren Flindell disciple, but it's one of the better back runners. Hogmanay's the other, Murragaldry, and also probably Paceman. But Mahib's been well backed in the last. So, as I said, that is Rod Gallegos' special from the Big Sports Breakfast this morning. So there's been a little bit of activity so far on Canterbury today, just waiting for the boys to put the jockeys challenge up. And tune in, boys, don't turn off, because not only, as I said, with Joey Pride, Jason Coyle, we'll be grilling him about Skripchenko. One of the new guns in the apprentices ranks in Sydney now, Andrew Atkins, now has his indentures transferred to Ronnie Quinton, rode a double at the Beaumont track at Newcastle on Saturday. He'll be joining us, Danny Williams. And Joey Pride, as we said, and Thomas Huey as well.
So. Terrific. And Paul, your best again. Sorry, I'll just circle it here.
Yeah, no, race 6, number 8, Air
Beauty.
Square, Sean.
Lovely, mate.
Way at the $12. Make sure you have something on that. Go buy yourself something nice for your birthday, Sean.
Good idea. Terrific. Good. Thanks, guys. Have a great day. We look forward to hearing you throughout the day.
Cheers.
Thanks, Sean.
Terrific. Thanks a lot. There we go. And Munns, we're going to take a quick break. Then we'll come straight back with Joe Pride. 6 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio.